Welcome to the Wonder World Podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Pam, and this is the first full week of May. Today is Monday, May 6th, also known as Nurses Day. That's probably because the mother of modern nursing, Florence Nightingale, was born on May 12th. May 7th is National Teacher's Day and Poem on Your Pillow Day. May 9th is Jamestown Day, No Socks Day, and Receptionist Day. Okay, Olivia, have you ever been a receptionist?
No, I don't think so. Okay, well, what exactly does a receptionist do?
She, like, greets people who come into an office, and she may have, like, small office tasks. She answers the phone. I don't think I've ever been a receptionist either.
Maybe I have, but it wasn't an office job. It was a retail job. I would answer the phone, and we were always supposed to greet people when they came inside. So maybe
so kind of like that, yeah.
I had some receptionist-like jobs.
There you go. Well, May 10th is National Clean Your Room Day.
Clean Your Room Day?
And one day without shoes. What is with the No Socks Day and the No Shoes Day being back-to-back?
I guess they're hobbits. They don't like shoes or anything on their feet. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of socks myself.
I don't know. For me, it depends on the socks. I'm not a big fan of shoes.
Yeah.
I walk out barefoot.
We're all about these days, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. May 11th is Archery Day and Train Day. And May 12th is Mother's Day and National Limerick Day. You know, we share some fun limericks in the Wonder World Kids Club Adventure Guide this month. Families may be interested in joining the Wonder World Kids Club for fun, engaging, screen-free activities to keep kids entertained and enjoying learning over the summer. So be sure to check out the link in the show notes for a special offer just for you.
You should try writing a limerick for your mother since it is Mother's Day.
Oh, that would be a great idea. I expect my limerick on Sunday. Thanks.
I'll tell John. Today, we have some archery trivia for you. The oldest known arrow points were found in a cave in which of the following countries? Was it A, the USA, B, South Africa, or C, Korea? Stay tuned for the answer.
Hey, Olivia, what animal goes to bed with its shoes on?
What?
A horse.
That's a good one. What's the spy's favorite kind of shoes?
I don't know.
Sneakers.
Okay, well, what kind of shoes do mice wear?
I don't know.
Squeakers.
Okay.
And now here's some jokes from our listeners.
Hi, my name is Ava, and I live in Utah. I'm 11 years old. Here's my joke. What is the worst weather for mice? When it's raining cats and dogs.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm 9 years old, and I live in Utah. Here's my joke. Why do golfers wear two pairs of pants? In case they get a hole in one.
Hi, my name is Dalton, and I have a joke to share with you. What do you call a pencil unsharpened? Pointless.
Now it's time for This Week in History. On May 6th in 1816, the American Bible Society was founded. On the same day in 1889, the Eiffel Tower was opened to the public. On May 7th in 1945, Germany officially surrendered in World War II.
Famous birthdays this week include poet Robert Browning, who was born on May 7th, 1812, and composer Johannes Brahms was born on the same day, 21 years later. If you enjoy learning about composers like Brahms, check out Clap for Classics. Clap for Classics isn't just a podcast. It's a joy-filled journey into the world of music tailored for little ears and their families. Imagine dancing to classical tunes and folk songs, exploring musical activities that make learning about dynamics, rhythm, and steady beat an absolute blast. It's not just about listening, it's about creating musical memories together. Dive into the fun with your kids and you'll be amazed at how much joy and musical know-how you'll soak up along the way. We've included a link to Clap to Classics in our description for you, or you can find it in your favorite podcast player.
We would like to wish a very happy birthday to the following Wonder World Kids Club members. Holden J. of Arizona on May 5th, Ellie B. of Virginia on May 6th, Olive B. of New York, Olive R. of Ontario, and Susanna H. of Arkansas on May 7th, Tyler P. of Texas on May 8th, Rachel S. of Ohio on May 9th, Evelyn A. of Wisconsin on May 10th, Everett S. of Texas on May 11th, Ava J. of Utah, David F. of Georgia, John Paul A. of Alabama, Mary Beth H. of Texas, Michaela A. of Texas, and Gabriel M. on May 12th. That is a lot of birthdays on May 12th.
It is a lot of birthdays. And you did such a great job reading that list.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Wonderworld.
Happy birthday. Our word of the week is flora. Flora can refer to the plants, bacteria, or fungi of a certain area or a certain time period in history. Lisa admired the aquatic flora in the pond as she gazed out at the horizon. Use this word as often as you can this week and join us next week for a vocabulary word that goes along with flora.
The oldest known arrow points were found in a cave in which of the following countries? Is it A, the USA, B, South Africa, or C, Korea? The answer is B, South Africa.
Okay, did you expect that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure which one it was going to be.
Well, if you look far back enough in any human's history, it kind of all links back to Africa.
That's true.
So, logical thinking.
Logical thinking. To my mother, Christina Rossetti. Today's your natal day. Sweet flowers I bring. Mother, accept, I pray, my offering. And may you happy live and long us bless, receiving as you give great happiness.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Wonder World Podcast. Did you know we have a super fun opportunity where your joke might be featured on the podcast? With your parents' permission, head over to thewonderworldpodcast.com and click the blue Share a Joke for the Show button on the right-hand side of the screen. Be sure to speak clearly and keep it family-friendly. We will be sharing some of our listeners' jokes on upcoming episodes, and we can't wait to hear what you have up your sleeve. Happy Mother's Day to all the Wonder World moms out there. We appreciate you all and all you do for your families each day. Until next time,
keep wondering.